Anyway, also in the news this week, where do all the farmers come from? Farming and cities seem very much the norm now, but in the grand scheme of things, they're actually very recent developments. Modern humans have been around for about 200,000 years, but farming has only been with us for roughly the last 10,000. And farming is really important because once you start farming a piece of land, you can actually support a much greater number of people in a smaller area than you could with most sort of hunting and gathering. Although there are some places in the world where land and sea are so abundant in food that you don't really need to farm to support lots of people. That's another story.
So are you saying then that industrialisation and big population explosion and having machines and things that we have today is down to the fact that we had farmers once? They enable people not to have to spend their life looking for food. They could do other things like science instead.
Yeah, the idea is once you get a population of people sort of so compressed in a small area, then they start doing exciting things like building cities and developing technologies. But anyway, this is back in the Near East, and that includes Iraq, Iran, Syria, places like that. It's one place where farming is thought to have originated and later spread through Europe. And there's been something of an argument between academics as to how that spread took place and how it happened so quickly. And some people have argued that farming techniques were rather peacefully communicated through neighbouring populations, and that hunter-gatherers gradually just gave up their lifestyle and their language in favour of more productive ones of the farmers. But some people argue that actually the farmers were a specific group of people who outcompeted and eventually replaced the native hunter-gatherers in Europe.
How would you know that?
Archaeology tends to look at sort of signs for different cultures. So if you get one culture replacing another, there's usually indications like pottery will sort of gradually just totally, you know, subsume other types of pottery. But another way of looking at it is DNA. And Barbara Bramanti and her team have taken mitochondrial DNA, or mtDNA, samples from three groups of people. So publishing in the journal Science this week, they took mtDNA from a group of 11,000-year-old hunter-gatherers, mtDNA from some of the earliest farmers from a bit later, about 7,000 years BC. And what they found was that these two groups were too distinct to be related. So they then looked at how ancient hunter-gatherers might be related to modern-day Europeans, and again, the relationship was almost non-existent. So it does seem that Central Europeans are descended, at least in part, from these early farmers. And what we can draw from this is that at the end of the last ice age, some people developed farming and they moved most of the way across Europe, quite likely displacing the hunter-gatherers. And they think that these farmers originated in an area around modern-day Slovakia or Hungary. And the researchers do say that they need to do a few more DNA studies just to be sure exactly where our farming ancestors are.
Have you got any clues as to where they may have come from?
Yeah, it could have been Slovakia or Hungary.
But why there, specifically?
Because they're associated with what's called LBK ceramics. and this is a ceramic style which seems to have originated in that area and then spread across Europe along with farming and techniques like that.
I'm very glad they did come into existence, though, because we wouldn't be able to sit here making radio programmes if it wasn't for the fact that someone else was worrying about where our lunch comes from. Thank you, Diana.